I can't wait for you to be back in black. Whew. So that video was crazy, amazing. And I'm going to give you just a little bit more into our story. 6 and a half years ago, we were, you know, you look up here and you think, oh, they are so lucky. And we weren't so lucky. I was actually a widow. And Joel had lost his mom when he was 16. I was called a failure. I didn't do good in school. Joel was a little rebellious as well. And it was the beard. But we met, and we had all these odds against us. And I want you to know we fought through those times, and when we got together, some of the hardest moments came. I found the man that I wanted to be with and the father to my daughter. And we were working, and I thought we're going to have a perfect life. We got into this franchising, didn't work. And I just thought, this isn't what I want. I want to spend time with you. I want to have an extra dollar. I want to be able to give more. I want to give back. And when we found it works, he knew we were looking. We were so, it was such a dark place that we were in. We looked fine on the outside. And I just think, why me? Why you, somebody that isn't a good speaker? I actually practice. I am a good speaker. But I know that you're going to be up here too, and you needed to hear that I'm just a regular person who worked really hard, fought through all those times. Standing in that food line made me have compassion and love for all of you. I understand what it's like just to live paycheck to paycheck, or wanting more, or robbing Peter to pay Paul. We get that, and when we found it works, it gave us hope. My first conference, I remember you in the way back. That was me. And because we found it worked with the vehicle, it completely changed our life because we took one chance to go for it.
So from food lines and bankruptcy 6 years later to Black Diamond, how do you do that? Through lots of failing. See, we were professional failures. We had done everything you could possibly imagine, and we kept failing. But the biggest difference was, as we were failing forward, we were learning as we were failing. So my hope for you is that you go out and you fail. Fail large, fail huge. Fail your way to success. See, the only way to lose and the only way to not get to your goals and dreams is to quit. See, failure isn't the end. Failure is a process. Failure is a point in time. But quitting is who you are as a person. Do not quit on you. Do not quit on your family. Do not quit on your legacy. Do not quit on your downline. Do not quit on your upline. Because it is so much easier to go from failure to success than it is from quitting to success. Because this weekend, there's not going to be a single quitter that made it to this stage. And I know every single one of you can make it to this stage. See, God designed you to live with purpose and live by design. He didn't design you to live by default. See, when you're out there, don't just say, I am just a Ruby. I am just an executive. No, you are almost diamond. You are almost double. You are almost triple. You are almost black diamond. We don't serve a God of one or the other. We serve a God of both and more. And the moment that you believe that, the moment you are black diamond.
So, like Joel said, how did we do this? And we have a little bit different perspective. Thank you, John Eric. This made me think of you. There was a man who was a shoe salesman in New York City, and he was doing really well with his business. He decided to branch out and open a factory in a small village in Africa. He sent all his developers and engineers over there, and everything was going as scheduled. One day, the shoe salesman wanted to see how the factory was doing, so he set out for Africa. He arrived in Africa and set out for the village. When he arrived, he noticed that nobody in the village wore shoes. Stunned, the man called back to New York and stated, "You're never going to believe this. Nobody around here wears shoes." Another man, who was a shoe salesman in Los Angeles, decided to branch out and open a factory in the same small village in Africa. He sent all his developers and engineers there and everything. Everything was going as scheduled. One day, the shoe salesman wanted to see how the factory's doing, so he sent out for Africa. He arrived in Africa. When he arrived, he noticed that nobody in the village wore shoes. Stunned, the man called back to Los Angeles and stated, "You're never going to believe this. Nobody around here wears shoes. Double the order." The point is that both shoe salesmen saw the same thing, that nobody was wearing shoes, but they had different reactions. One saw it as a catastrophe, and the other saw it as an opportunity. You will see the same things here at one conference, the same talks, the same panels, the same product announcements, the same promotions, the same everything. You may even be going back to the same village as people here. It's up to you how to react to what you see. Some will close yourself off. What a waste of time. Cancel the order. Well, our hope is you are open to this experience, and that was a life-changing double the order. The choice is yours.